Today we have Mishnah number 45 in our study of Mishnayos Terumot. Today we have Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes and Yud, the 10th Perek, the 9th and 10th Mishnayos. In the Mishnah 9, we learn something which might not be very appetizing to many of us, but as you know, Min HaTorah, the Torah specifies a certain type of grasshopper, a chogov, which is perfectly kosher to eat. And certainly in the times of the Mishnah, it was known which species of grasshopper was kosher and which was not kosher. Suppose you have and the way these were normally eaten, these grasshoppers, these chagovim, was pickled in a salt solution. So if you have chagovim tumeim, you have chagovim, grasshoppers of the non-kosher species, shenichpishuim chagovim tohorim, which was pickled together with chagovim of the kosher species, lo poslu est sirom, the tzir, the liquid which exudes, which the chagov tomei, the non-kosher chagov, exudes when it's mixed with other tzir, with the brine of other chagovim, is not considered to be non-kosher. Lo poslu est sirom. Not only that, but the Mishnah continues and says that Heid Rabbi Tzodok, the famous Rabbi Tzodok, Heid testified before the Beis Din HaGadol in Yavne. He testified before the Sanhedrin in Yavne in the name of his teachers. He had these old traditions. He testified, Al Tzir Chagovim Temeyim Shehu Tohor, that if one has the Tzir of these non-kosher chagovim, even if it is not in a mixture with the tzir of chagovim tohorim, but it is by itself, you find this grasshopper, which is a non-kosher species, and you put it in a solution, and this brine liquid oozes out of the chagov tomei, you can eat it. It is not kosher. And as the Yerushalmi says, it is tohor mila hachshir. That liquid is not included among the liquids enumerated as having the power to moisten a product, a substance, so that it becomes ra'ui lekabel tumah, hukshar lekabel tumah. But the simple level, and this is the halacha according to Rabbi Tzodok, that tzir chagovim temeim is not considered part of the substance of the chagov tomei. It is merely a liquid, a secondary liquid coming from its body and has no isur upon it. We go now on to Mishnah Yud. And Mishnah Yud returns to the subject of truma, in this case, pickling together vegetables of truma. So suppose you have two vegetables, one truma and one non-truma, and you were soaking them in the same solution. So the halacha is kol hanichboshim ze im ze mutorim, because in the process of pickling, the kedusha of the truma does not pass from one vegetable to the other. If these vegetables are tomatoes, potatoes, celery, carrots, etc. However, if one of the vegetables is chosis, chosis or chosios is a generic term for vegetables like onions and garlic, which are very sharp. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol hanichboshim zem zem mutorin. If it's tomatoes and potatoes and celery and carrots, they're soaking together. One is truma, one is not. No problem. Set aside the truma, take the non-truma, and it can be eaten by a zor. Elo im hechosis. Unless one of the vegetables is of the family of onions and garlic and perhaps radishes, etc., which are very sharp. So, if you have chosis shel chulinim, chosis shel truma, you have, for example, an onion of truma soaking with an onion of chulin. So the onion of truma has given off its strong taste to the chulin. Or yorok shel chulin im chosis shel truma. Or you have a vegetable, non-onion, carrots of chulin, together with an onion of truma. So again, the onion of truma is strong enough to give its taste to the carrots, to the yorok shel chulin. Also, and the whole solution, whether it's the onions of chulin with the truma, onions of truma, or the celery and carrots of chulin with the onions of truma, also it becomes also to a non-kohen. It's all truma. Aval chosis shel chulin im yorok shel truma. If you have carrots which are truma, and onions which are chulin, so the onions, the only onions of chulin give their taste into the carrots, fine, that's not a problem. The truma now has an additional taste of carrots, but of onion, of chulin. However, the carrot shel truma does not have the power to give its carrot taste, truma, to the onion of chulin. So the onion of chulin remains mutor. It has not absorbed from the yorok shel truma, even under the conditions of kavush. This is Mishnah Yud. And so we have completed lesson number 45.